us at our weekly seminars on Thursday night at 6:30. You can reach us by calling 232-0843. That's 232-0843.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome to Warner North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and the bot. Phone lines here 221-1402. But if you're so far away, because now you can hear us from everywhere, it's 1-800-521-1989. And I'm joined today in our studio by my fellow terrorist, Frosty.
I never thought I'd be on the same list as you, Carl.
Well, you know what? We play off the same sheet. But see, this is what happens when you get associated with right-wing, you know, extremist groups like us.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Harsh.
Yeah, harsh. Okay, my soulmate, Linda.
Good morning. I am not a terrorist, but I do stand up for the things that I believe in, such as my freedoms.
There you go.
And the Constitution.
And
as
the Constitution.
It is.
As it is. Not to be changed in the courts. But you know what? I think also that to have the Department of Homeland Security leader, Janet Neapolitano, say that our veterans need to be looked at when they come back because they could be potential candidates to be, brought in these right-wing terror groups. I'm thinking to myself, Janet.
What drugs are you taking?
Yeah, you are over the edge. And, you know, something else happened, you know, yesterday. I guess, you know, probably all of y'all that listen probably noticed this was the fact is, you know, we started talking about this yesterday morning. The reason we started talking about it, I had been inundated, literally, from our listeners with emails talking about this. So, you know, we brought it up yesterday, and if you know, and then after that, the whole day, night, and even today, I mean, they're still going at it hard.
On talk radio, on the
media, all types of media, the network media, is the drive-by media, anyway.
You know, I've been an entertainer and somehow in doing television and on stage all of my, since I was 15 years old. And so my gig is about helping people feel happy, making music, being in shows. And so what goes on? Here I am doing talk radio and with you, and I'm seeing and feeling things that have just got me fired up that I don't like being labeled. I like things to be peaceful. I don't like confrontation. I like people to go away with an experience of feeling really good and empowered. That's my deal. But here today is one of the most important days I think we're going to have in history across our nation. Of people who are standing up with something that they truly believe in, right, left, like I said, purple, pink, gay, straight, doesn't matter. These are our rights, and it's, well, we're going to be talking about it a little bit later, but we've got a guy in the house today that's going to be talking about speed, and you know how much we love that. That's a fix.
Okay, now that's speed on the roads,
yeah.
People. All right.
Now that's a good fix.
We've got a lot of things going on. We've got people on the phone. We're going to get right back to you all as soon as we get back from this break as we sell millions of dollars worth of things you need. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, you find it interesting that they released this Department of Homeland Security edict or this there's 12 pounds of crap a week before the tax protest. Hmm? Rando, you're on.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Good Linda.
Morning. Good morning.
I see you guys are doing well.
And you?
Yeah, I looked at WorldNet Daily yesterday and seen that little blurb about, you know, us conservatives. And I was wondering, when hyperinflation hits in about 3 years and a loaf of bread costs $10, can I be on your militia? Because I know you're really well trained. And I'll take care of all the mixed martial arts training. We'll be ready to go.
All right.
Well, you know, there's, you know, the funny thing, you know.
What do you think, Carl?
Well, I think that's a great idea. We'll call. Yeah, yeah.
And I'll be the little lady putting up the peaches in the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah.
I am good at that, too.
A man of many talents is
Absolutely.
Randall.
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks a lot, Randall.
All right, you guys take care.
All right. You know, we've got our tongue so far in our cheek about this, but come on. I mean, this is so ridiculous. I mean, people that believe that you have a right to own a weapon, that you have a right to protest, that you have a right to, you know, can peaches, the right, you know, I mean, that they're against abortion, whatever, you know, whatever it is, but come on. This is our country. This country was formed. This country, it stands for these freedoms. And to have something like this come out from the Department of Homeland Security is a slap in the face of veterans, especially veterans, and anybody else who believes in the freedoms of this country.
Well, and, you know what else we have freedoms?
Yes.
To do right here in Reading.
Uh-huh.
Segway. Do-do-do-do.
Yep, that was a good one.
I'll tell you. I didn't know this, but I'm really excited, and trust me, I'm going to be on it. It's uh-huh. called the Reading Drag Strip.
That's right.
And with us is the owner-operator... Chief CEO guy, brains behind it, Bob Lydell. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Carl. Morning, Linda. Thank you for having me on today.
Well, you've got a big weekend coming up, don't you?
Biggest event of the year, along with Cool April Nights car show. We have the Cool April Drags that we've been associated with them for many years, and it's our biggest event of the year, and we have a great time, outstanding cars. People just come out by the thousands and have just an awesome time for 3 days.
There's something about speed that's very addicting, very freeing, very. And you were telling me there's a street legal. I mean, you could take your car and go out there and drag with your buddy. How fun is that?
Well, we started the street legal drags years ago because there's so much illegal street racing going on throughout the country. And it a lot of times people do it, especially the youth, and they'll get in wrecks, they'll get injured, or they'll kill people or themselves. And so we, well, across the nation, this has been really a hot item, so they can just come out and do go as fast as they want, where it's legal and safe.
Okay, now how much does it cost to get in?
We keep the prices really down. It only costs $5 per person to come in. And a $10 tech card fee to be able to race your car, or we have a $10 per carload up to four people. And the reason we can keep it low like that is from a generous donation from the Cool April Nights Committee. Cool. Yeah, they believe in us that much.
Well, you know what? That is absolutely great. But I don't know about this, just these kids you're saying out, the young people out there racing, because I'm dropping a 427 in that truck, and I'm going to do wheelies all the way down California Street this year. Yeah. Anyway, but you know what? We believe in our local businesses, and we promote our local businesses, especially when they do things we believe for the community. The idea of getting the kids off the streets and onto the – I know this sounds silly, but get them off the streets, get them on a drag strip where it's controlled, and gives them a chance to – who's got bragging rights here instead
right.
of taking it down one of these side streets and hurting somebody, you know, themselves or an innocent
and bystander. Plus, I'm sure somewhat chaperoned. Do you have
yes.
to be a certain age? I mean, of course – I mean, is it 18 or can you be 16?
You could be 16 if you have a parent's signature permission, or if you're 18 and older, you could just come out and just have fun and do it legal.
Sounds fun. And so are there certain days that it's street legal or is it every day?
No, we have street legal racing is on, we usually do it twice per month, and it's always at 6 p.m. on a Saturday night. Everybody can check out our schedule on ReadingDragStrip.net.
Okay, now quickly tell us what's going on this weekend particularly.
This weekend, we start at spectator entry on Friday at 3 p.m., and we'll probably go until midnight or maybe later. We start racing about 3:30. We'll have the top sportsman cars, West Coast top sportsmen. They're the really bad boy door cars that will probably run in a high 6 to 7 second quarter miles at close to 200 miles an hour. We also have the top dragsters. They are the dragsters that does about the same time. We've got we originally had two jet cars that do approximately 250 miles an hour plus. Those will be after dark. Well, I was informed just day before yesterday they are bringing down a third one. So it's going to be...
And now that's in a quarter mile, 250 miles an hour. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. That's quite acceleration. The G-force is incredible.
That's almost as fast as Linda drives between here.
Stop.
Between here and the driveway. Between here and home.
Not fair. Not fair to target me. But as a kid, I remember going to the drag strip in Sacramento, or I think it was out in Folsom. And it was a great family fun thing to do. It was like kind of going to the rodeo, but with cars.
Yes, it is. It's a great family atmosphere out there, because it is. It's just family fun. For we get people in their 80s out there, all the way down to infants that come out, and that kind of segues into one of the really neat things that we have goes on with every one of our points races, and also they're going to be out there Friday night is the junior dragsters. It is a setup through NHRA, our racing organization. That you only have to be 8 years old in order to get behind one of these miniature Top Fuel dragsters. And they accelerate in faster than a lot of the cars do. And they're held by age to go. Once they keep getting older, they can go faster, but they are held to certain limits.
And then they're done for.
Gosh, at my age, I could probably go like 1,000 miles an hour.
That's it. They're addicted. they've been chomped by the big. That's it. Miles per hour, bud.
Well, it's the same thing. You get them started hunting early, and you get them started, running the hot cars early. That they go, hey, we got to take a break here. It's Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, and it's Cool April Nights, and we're talking about racing this week. Also, where you can see the truck, but we are not off tax protest day. We've got another guest here that's going to be talking about that. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400.
Welcome back. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by New Image Photography. Dan and Julia are our favorite photographers in town. They're also looking for high school students to be spokesmodels for New Image. So if you're a senior and you want free stuff and for your friends and everything, give them a call today, 243-4301. Now back to the Speedmeister. Here's a guy who puts his passion, he puts his mojo, and his talk behind his walk. We're talking to Bob Liddell, who runs the Reading Drag Strip. Guess who's going to be down there one day just showing up and say, Bob, I got to just open it up. I got to open it up. That's what people do, right?
Well, we just welcome you and Carl out there with any type of vehicle that you want to race. And I'd love to see Carl doing those wheelies down there where he could do it legally, not on the street.
Oh, okay. Okay, now you've done a lot for this drag strip since you've taken it over. So you've replaced, 16,000 feet of concrete there?
16,000 square feet last year at the beginning of the 2008 season. We also erected bleachers that we acquired to seat an additional 2,000 people.
Wow.
Which was a great thing to have. And now we also have seating on the west side, which has never been done in our history. Speaking about history, we are the oldest continually operating drag strip, NHRA drag strip, in the United States. We started racing back in the spring of 1953, never have shut down, and still going.
Would you say then it would be in the world?
I'd be safe to say the world.
Yeah, because I don't think it was racing anywhere else with the NHRA.
No, they're not.
So you can say, here we have Reading, the oldest continually operating drag strip in the world.
Well, we could say that.
We can say that.
I like that. I like
Universe.
Yeah.
How about Universe?
Yeah. Universe.
And you know, something that you mentioned, I think we really need to share this with our listeners. You're a vet.
I'm a vet.
And you were saying, you really want to get behind that, so you'll soon will be flying a POW flag out there.
Yeah, as soon as we can try to get that done in the next couple of days, get that. The POW MIA flag flying under Old Glory out there, because that's been a passion of mine for years. I'm a Vietnam vet and proud of the service. But
and we applaud you. Thank
yes,
you
thank
so much
you
for your
so
service.
Much for, well, for doing that for our country.
Well, thank you, Carl, because I know you served a lot more than I did. So, but one thing I'd like to mention about the concrete, the bleachers. And all the work we've had to do, we actually had to We had to build a brand new announcer's booth because ours is about ready to fall apart. And that was unexpected expense. But that couldn't have not have been done without many, many volunteers that believed in the drag strip. And we were having, last year we worked out there for about two straight months on weekends, guys coming out, working, and this year was no exception. So, I mean, I couldn't have done it without the volunteers that came out to that had belief in the drag strip.
Okay, now, one more time. When's it start Friday? How do they get a hold of you? What else?
Where is it exactly?
The drag strip is out east of Reading Municipal Airport on Airport Road. The way you get to it is at the intersection of Airport and Rancho. You turn east on Rancho, and then when you get to that T, you turn right, stay on the blacktop, and it just ends up right into our property out there.
That's great.
Again, the time on Friday, spectator entrance is 3:30, and we have the admittance fee for that Friday and Saturday is $15 per person, and 12 and under are free.
Thank you. So go check out the Reading Drag Strip this weekend if you're looking for something else to do.
Yeah. Hey, thanks. Okay, we got to take a hard break here, and we're going to come back. We're going to be talking the tax protest day. We're going to be talking everybody coming out because it's your right to stand out there and to say, hey, maybe we need some changes out here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest tobacco emporium in the state of California. Espresso Joe's gives you the coffee you want at reasonable prices, and Brad, Joe, and Shelley support this community. And in fact, the Missing in America Project is going to have a barbecue there starting Friday, starting around 3 o'clock. We're going to have our Race for the Veterans truck there, starting around 2 o'clock on Friday. And then also on Saturday, we're going to be out at Keebler's parking lot with it.
Kubler's Furniture.
Oh, Kubler's. Kubler's, those cookie things.
Yeah.
Kubler's parking lot. Okay. Let's go on to the next portion of the show. You know what? We were just a happy little community here until we found out from Janet Neapolitano that we were bad people, that we were looking at. We were going to actually protest.
You might be on the list. It's kind of scary.
You know what? I have been associated with, you know, terrorist organizations for over 30 years, but as a Marine, we were usually hunting them down. Yeah. I don't quite understand how we went from one side to the other because I'm a veteran and I came back from combat that I could be actively recruited by, you know, right-wing extremist groups because of my capacities to heighten their level of violence. But, you know, I mean, which is one of the things that was in that report. This is another slap in the face, again, at veterans that the Obama administration seems to be doing on a regular basis. Hey, we're going to send you out to fight. You get wounded. Let your private insurance take care of that. Yeah, thanks a lot, President Obama. Thanks a lot for looking us in the eye and slapping us in the face. Maybe if you had served one day on active duty in the military, you probably wouldn't have that kind of insight, would you? You just frost my butt.
All right.
Okay.
Thank God we have open line, 221-1402. What do you think?
Our guest, again.
Again.
Again, and hopefully this is the last time, Greg Mann.
Today's the day. Hey, today's the day.
This is it. This is April 15th. If you haven't sent in your taxes by the end of today, you're in trouble.
And it better be postmarked by 5 p.m. Now, somewhere I heard that this is considered to be the darkest day, the most negative day, the least liked day of the year. That's kind of a... But you know what? We're going to change that tonight. How are we doing that?
Well, actually, for the first time, I think in my adult life, I'm a little excited about April the 15th.
Isn't that great?
We have over 800 communities throughout the United States that are doing tea parties. We have 70 or over, perhaps, here in the state of California. I know we have at least 70 in the state of California that are doing this. We were, I believe, number 15 or 16 in the state. So we were planning this early on. So we're jazzed. We're ready.
Are you being pushed to do this by the Republican Party?
Absolutely not. We're not being pushed by anyone. This started long before anyone even took notice of us. And then finally, the folks at taxdayteaparty.com, which is a communication umbrella, basically. It's a way that, a conduit that we individual groups can communicate with one another, just simply for ideas. We essentially got drafted by them, got pulled in by them, just to help.
Okay, hey, let's go to the phones here. Jean, good morning.
Good morning. I am very concerned because I heard last night on Roger Hitchcock that at their tea party that they had, that they found that they were being, there was an agent with a camera who was taking their pictures and taking their license plate numbers, and that is absolutely wrong. And I just want to let everybody know, put a cover over your license plate when you get there.
Well, you know, I tell you what, Gene, what I saw on things, and I don't listen to, I didn't listen to Roger Hitchcock's show. But what it is some of the left wing groups, and I'll say left wing, but some of the people that are opposed to this tax protest day, they could be, you know, whoever it is, they were sent out, like the Huffington Post, go out there and take video so we can, you know, they can put it on their sites. And I don't know about the, about
they were talking that these were federal agents.
Well,
yeah. And I'm just saying, you know, we have a right.
That's right.
To protest.
That's right.
And you know, they're going to get everybody really riled up with this kind of stuff.
Well, you know, and here's the thing is, if that's the case, then I want them to know that my right profile is the best shot when they're photographing me. I drive a red Ford F-150 truck, and they can find that anywhere because it's got Harley stuff all over it. Take the license plate number. I'll even give it to people if they need it.
What are you doing, like our congressman? From what I understand, Congressman Herger is going to be at a Chico Tea Party. What is he considered? Is he going to be on the list?
Oh, sure, right wing. I would like to know when they have the G8 summit, and they're going to have another one in New York City. Do they get out there, and are they as upset about all of these loonies, these rent-a-mobs that they have out there? Do they go out and do all of this?
I don't know. I haven't seen the from Janet Neapolitano, the director of Homeland Security, if that is considered a threat yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, I just wanted to tell everybody, keep your eye open for them.
I just want you to be there, Gene, and bring 10 of your friends.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll tell you, it's almost surreal. I feel like it's almost a South Park moment, like rent-a-mob.
Well, actually,
is it weird?
Actually, I think that there are some lists that are beneficial to be on. This is a list that I am proudly happy to be on. Go ahead, take my license plate number. Go ahead, take my name, whatever the case may be. I'm going to be shoulder to shoulder with a lot of concerned citizens that want to uphold our Constitution, that want to uphold the form of government that we have, and simply want to convey to our legislators at the state and at the federal level that if you're not upholding your oath of office to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, get out of the way. As Lee Iacocca would say, lead, follow, or get out of the way.
Well,
go, Gray! Yeah!
Well, you know, that's the thing is that if you're not going to support us, if you're not going to support our people and our Constitution, then you're going to be elected out of office. That's where nobody's talking about violence here at all. We're talking about the way that we remove the people that aren't supporting us is by voting them out of office. It's real simple.
Do you know there's a bottom line here? Show up.
That's the thing.
Stand up, show up. It's a bottom line.
You know,
my presence means something.
Yeah, I was told that if they could get 6,000 people in Sacramento. Now, this is just Sacramento. If they could get 6,000 people to show up on anything, the legislature would stand up and, you know, they'd sit up on their hind legs and, you know, and bark like dogs. And so we're talking about, if we can get 500, 600, 1,000 people out tonight, that's huge. That's huge just to say enough's enough. Hey, we've got
some great calls coming in.
We do, but we're going to take a quick break here first, and we're going to get right back to the phones. If you're on the phones, we're going to get to you right after we have our little mercenary moment.
Hear what's in your craw.
Yeah, Carl and the Bot. Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Carl Linda Bott. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. And he is a protester also. He protests high prices for jewelry. And he fixes things. He buys gold, but he gives you high prices for your gold. You go down and you see this. You go down and you see Leonard because he is your prototype American patriot. All right. We got some things that we're going to talk about after we get to the phones. Jim, I'm sorry, Lynette, you're up.
Hi. Good morning. Thank you.
You bet.
I just was going to talk about the Tea Party today. I support that. And I didn't notice or see anything in our local Ready newspaper concerning that for today. And I'm going to be calling them when they open. But if this is true that they're not going to be covering it, I thought maybe more listeners could call them and encourage them to cover that today because I think that's important.
You know what? They have had a story before about it. But I, you know, I didn't, I don't read the paper every
day. Well, I didn't. I see that they, in the world news part of their paper, they mentioned it way down below, but I didn't see anything for today's local, and I'm going to make sure
too.
That it's in the paper for tomorrow.
Hey, I tell you what, I think you need to call, and I think everybody needs to call and say, where is the coverage of our protest?
Correct.
All right. Hey, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
We had some clarification here, Greg, about different things that are happening today for our listeners. Could you spell that out?
Sure. This is actually a little bit more than just a single event this evening. However, the evening event is going to be kind of a culmination. But I want to send thank yous out to Helene Hornig, who is organizing a noontime or a lunchtime tea party at City Hall. And then also...
Okay. Now, this is not to be confused with the 5:30 one at City Hall. So you can go to on your lunchtime, run down to City Hall, wave your flags, protest, get with Helene.
Yeah, and then at 5:30, of course, Carl and Linda Bott will be the MCs for the Shastax group, which is there. And between roughly 5:30 and 6:15, they're going to be having some speakers there. And
Howard Jarvis.
Jarvis, yeah.
Taxpayer fund, not him, of course, he's dead. But his spokesman. Yeah. There's some
group.
I didn't want to confuse
anybody. Who knows?
I didn't want to confuse anybody. He's probably spinning in his grave right now.
Yeah.
Huh?
However, once that wraps up at approximately 6:15, then of course we're drafting all of those folks and Pied Piper. Carl, you can just them right down there to the bridge.
We're going to the bridge.
Pied Piper.
To the bridge. Okay. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Linda. First thing off, thank you for your time on the air you gave we submariners.
Yeah.
The dedication was a banner success. We had over 250 people there.
Oh,
we
wonderful.
We heard that, Jim. That is so good. And by the way, Commander gave a donation for our Missing in America project. Thank you so much.
You Mary bet. Lou. Well, that's from the submariners and us and Mary Lou and I.
Yes.
The next thing is, I'm sure, I don't know how many because of, you know, some of our people are out of town, but I, for one, will be in my vest with my American flag, and I'll be in a Saturn, and I don't know the license number right off, but if they want my picture, they can take it out of the newspaper, or I will be glad to send it to them if they give me a...
No brown bagger here.
Okay, this is Commander Jim.
The other thing I would like to say is to Greg, and thank you for all this work to everybody. And the more people we get out there, the bigger message we will send. And I've sent my empty tea bags, and so is our family. And it's time to stand up and be proud outwardly that you're an American.
That's it. You know, this is not just tax day protests. This is, hey, we're just tired. We're Americans.
Amen.
We are the strongest country on the face of the earth. We have the capabilities of maintaining what we have and growing.
Well,
and I'm tired of people saying we're arrogant. I'm tired of people apologizing for the fact that we have helped every country in this world at some time or another stand up.
You bet. Well,
thanks a lot.
Good work for you guys.
All right.
Thank you. I want to make a clarification, or could you shine some light for our listeners? Because some people were concerned, and rightly so, that if tea went into the river, that is not happening. Could you tell us how it's going to be done?
Yes, we've actually run this by Fish and Game. I spoke with someone yesterday to make clarifications. The tea that people are individually bringing in the way of tea bags to the Sundial Bridge event at 6 p.m. Is going into GI issue military watertight containers. Each of these containers can hold, I believe, 3,000 tea bags, something like that. And those are then being put on the water. So the tea actually doesn't come directly in contact with the water. Fish and Game says, hey, you guys have thought about all of this.
So we need to clarify that people aren't going to come there with their tea bags and go throwing them over the
bridge. I think we need to clarify something else. I've been telling the guys from the Patriot Guard Riders, you know, my ears, tea in the water? I thought you said something else. Okay, guys.
All right.
Stand down.
Stand down.
All right.
No, and we actually have a boat that will be on the water, and the boat will collect those canisters up after they've transited, a little less than an eighth of a mile.
Kind of like those ducks.
Yeah,
those
exactly.
Little rubber ducks.
In fact, I bet you the ducks pollute more so than the canisters.
Oh, that is so
okay,
cool.
Okay, you know what I think about that?
No, let's
take
a break.
I think we're really, you know, going.
No, let's take a break now.
Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Hold on, Carol.
1400 KQMS. Carol, we're going to get to you as soon as we get back from this break.
Waking up on the right side. KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. And let's go to the phone lines. And Carol, you're up.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carol.
I'm up here in Lookout, little town called Lookout, Modoc County. I can't get you on the radio, so I wanted to know what that other station is. Maybe I can pull that up.
1670 AM.
1670 AM.
1670 AM. And I tell you, I was up in, we were up in Cedarville, and I heard it. So.
Well, you know, I talked to my pastor. I was telling my pastor about you two the other day. He's so excited about you guys. And I said, I don't know if you can pick it up here, but I can't get it at my house.
If you got a computer, you can get us that way.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. But anyway, I have to make my little sarcastic remarks. How did you feel, Carl, this morning when you woke up and found out you're on the watch list?
You know what? I was proud. You know what? For 30 years, over 30 years, I have fought in every war this country could possibly find, and to find out now that myself and my fellow Marines were on a watch list because we are potential terrorists. I was proud.
But don't forget the grandmas out there. I'm one of them.
That's right.
I'm on the watch list too, honey.
Yeah, I know. You know, as soon as if you believe in owning a weapon, or you might be against abortion, or you might have just think that this is the greatest country and I want to stand up, you're on the watch list, Granny.
Well, I'm all three of the above there, kiddo. God bless you guys.
Well, thanks a lot, Carol.
And, I wish we could pull you up here. You'd have a heck of a lot of people up here listening to you if they could just get to you.
Well, try that 1670 and see what that does for you.
Have a good day.
Yes, ma'am. Jim, you're up.
Hey, Carl, I'd like to hear what you really think about what goes in the river. And I'm sick and tired of all these agencies around here who we pay their wages. They are our servants. Not our employers, and not our bosses or our slave. They're trying to be our slave drivers, but we should not allow them to dictate this type of rules and regulations here just to protect the.
We have given up too many. You know what? It's like the old. You know, the camel puts his nose in the tent. First, it's just a nose. Next thing you know, you got a camel living with you. So you know, they start out little.
Yep.
And we're going to be talking about some stuff tomorrow about the UN Treaty for Children, which says that they may have, this treaty says they have a right to tell you how to raise your kids.
Oh, now that's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
Well, I'll tell you what we need to do is we need to also check these agencies around and see if they are laying off and cutting back on the amount of employees at the same rate of unemployment.
No, they are growing the government.
I know they are.
They're growing the government.
In the other direction.
Yeah. Okay, hey, Jim, we've got to run. We only got a couple minutes.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Next, okay, another Jim.
Hey, good morning. You know, we don't really care if the Record Searchlight shows up, because this is Jim Mark with the Shasta Laker, and I'm also the photographer with Cool April Nice. And I'm going to be down in that area with the bridge, Carl, and I'm going to have a small crew over there covering the tea party on the bridge. And what I'm saying is I'm not going to be able to make the other tea parties, but I want people to go there, take some great digital pictures, and send them to me, and I will post them on the Shasta Laker, which, as you know, Carl, gets millions of hits a month. And we'll even put on some comments if they seem to be appropriate. But we're going to cover this thing, and the Record Searchlight can just, you know.
Yeah, they can.
Heck, right?
Right. Hey, you know, let's talk. You know, Jim Mark is one of our finest photographers in the North State, if not in California.
He
puts a lot of he covers all the events that need to be covered. He does great photo work. ShastaLaker.com. Is that right?
That's right. We're going to be out there tonight, and I don't want nobody thinking I'm some agent throwing me off the bridge. So I'll be seeing you out there on the bridge, and everybody else, bring your cameras. Let's get some good pictures. Let's rub their noses in this whole thing about what this government's done to us. Over and out.
Okay. Thanks, Jim. Okay.
Hey, we got Willie Preston in the house.
Good morning, guys.
You're doing the one at 5:30, right,
Willie? Absolutely. We're going to be down there at City Hall. I'm just fired up. I mean, this is unbelievable. For anybody who's ever spoken out at the city council meetings, or if you've actually testified at the county board of supervisors, went down to the state and testified to a committee, you felt like you were all alone, people weren't listening. I tell you what, folks are listening today.
I tell you what, if you were against what REU did, you ought to be out there today, because it's a protest about, it's not just taxes, it's about taking back our government. Okay, we got Larry. You got like 10 seconds.
Oh, am I on?
Yeah, you're on, but you got a quick time. We're getting ready to leave.
Explain this teabag party thing to me.
Okay, what we're doing is they're doing the protest today at 1 at noon at City Hall. One begins at 5:30 at City Hall, goes to 6:15, and then at that point we go over to the Sundial Bridge. Everybody walks across. If you've got a teabag, they put it in a container and throw it in the river. It's a protest about the taxes.
Okay, Willie, Greg, closing thoughts, 10 seconds each.
If you need any more information, please go to shastax.org. Otherwise, we'll see you out there at City Hall, 5:30. We got a great list of speakers.
That's right.
And congratulations, Willie, on your 5:31, and hope the folks will come over to see us at
You will. We'll drag them over
Sundial
with us.
Bridge,
yeah. All right, now this is a chance when we say it's a good guys against the bad guys. This is your chance today. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. It's a good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?